This is the OFM Business Hour on the Sound of Your Life. Olebogeng here. Now, South Africa endured more than 200 days of load shedding over the course of 2022. This left South African businesses and households increasingly turning to solar power and the like to meet their everyday energy needs. But what are the implications, the environmental implications associated with using solar panels? To answer this, I'm chatting to Patricia Schroeder. She's the spokesperson for the Producer Responsibility Organization, PRO, Circular Energy. Patricia, what is the impact of solar and green power on the environment?
Solar and wind power technologies do have an impact on the environment when they reach end of life. They're very green technologies in terms of carbon footprint reduction or not reliant on fossil fuels or whatever the case may be. But when we look at these green energy technologies, we have to focus also at the end-of-life management of these products. When a wind turbine or a solar farm reaches a point where it has to be exchanged or new technologies come in and replace previous technologies, we have to look at what happens to those waste products. And it's not normally a small amount, it's a large amount of waste products that comes out. And it's normally quite technically difficult products to recycle in the traditional sense. So it requires quite extensive specialized technology to recycle these products. And I'll use an example, you know, from a wind turbine, the blades themselves, they do have a long lifespan, but they only have a lifespan up to a certain point. And then they have to be replaced or repaired, or if they get damaged during operation, they have to be replaced. And we need to think about what happens with those blades. These blades are quite large. They have composite materials that are difficult to break down. And as I said, it needs specialized technology and specialized companies that would handle it. And in terms of solar PV, the photovoltaic panels themselves, even though there's quick wins where you can pull immediate materials off of it that can be recycled, the complex part is the actual panel itself, which is quite complex to recycle. So if it does not get done in an environmentally sound manner, if it doesn't get done by the correct licensed companies and with the correct technology, it can be quite a negative impact to the environment.
Is there legislation at this stage that ensures the generation of solar and wind power at commercial level is done so in an environmentally friendly way?
Yes. In November 2020, the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment published what they call the Extended Producer Responsibility Regulation. These regulations came into effect in May 2021, and they had the implementation date for the requirements of the regulations was November 2021. So what that means is when you hear the word Extended Producer Responsibility, it means that the responsibility is extended to the producer or the owner or the importer or manufacturer of these products, these wind and solar products, that they take responsibility under these regulations to manage these products when they reach end of life. So these regulations have been in force now for just over 2 years. And I have to state that in terms of the wind and solar sectors, the compliance to the regulations has been alarmingly low. So the regulations are there. It just requires that the OEMs, the importers, or the local manufacturers, installers of these products comply to the regulations. They are compelled to take financial responsibility, so they would pay a set fee that is set by the Department of Forestry and Fisheries and Environment to a producer responsibility organization, which is Circular Energy, which is, you can go and have a look on their website. All the information is there. That's circularenergy.org. And the fees that get paid according to the regulations is managed by the organization to ensure that all products that reach end of life are managed in an environmentally sound way and that there's all the other requirements within the regulations are met. So it's not just the collection, transportation and recycling of the end of life product. There's other requirements that are needed in terms of the regulations. So there's collection targets, there's job creation targets. There's quite a few other requirements that have to be met. And the producer responsibility organization, which had to be established under these regulations, namely Circular Energy, would take care of that on behalf of the OEMs.
What steps need to be taken right away to avert future disasters in terms of solar and wind power?
Before you do any installation, make sure that the company that you're buying from is compliant with the extended producer responsibility regulation. So they would have to supply you with a compliance certificate that has been issued by the producer responsibility organization. Also ensure that if you're a householder that has renewable energies on your property, that you research through Circular Energy's website. There is a collection page there where you can actually book a collection for companies to come out and collect the waste or the products when they're no longer working or you no longer have use for them. They'll come out and collect it and it'll be managed in an environmentally sound manner. So the steps are that the OEMs would need to be compliant with the regulations because that takes care of waste when it occurs, and that consumers themselves have the power to insist that the companies that they buy from are taking responsibility, and they can check that, and they can also, as I said, arrange a collection.
Her name is Patricia Schroeder. She's a spokesperson for the Producer Responsibility Organization known as PRO Circular Energy. My sit down with her will be available under the business section on rfm.co.